Well, I suppose I needn't have quite so many, but I quite like doing it.
Oh, yeah.
There is quite a lot on at the moment, because I've got a church meeting this evening at Flint about ministry. And an elders meeting at Kevin Mauer tomorrow about ministry.
Have either of them got anyone in view?
Well, Kevin Mauer's... Well, no, the Wrexham group have got... have had a minister came last week and this week with a view.
Oh, yeah.
But whether they're going to, you know, get him or not, I don't know.
How many are there in the group?
Four. Oh. One is very, very weak.
I think I'll try a bit of your cake, if I may.
Yes, take it at your peril, I'm afraid.
Well, if I get home safely, I'll be all right. But the other three are a reasonable size, aren't they?
Well, Salisbury Park's got 60-odd members. Kevin Mauer, 20-odd. St Johnstown, or a dozen or 15, something like that. And as the fourth one, Berea, is down to next to nothing. We're wondering whether it's going to be possible to keep it up, but the trouble is it's in an area where in the last, over recent years, 40 chapels have closed.
Really?
And we sort of don't want that to be the
41st.
It's quite near the Brumbo Steelworks, which means, of course, there's a lot of unemployment there. But it's closed.
Is this a rural area on the whole, or that so many have closed chapels?
You see, we've got Wrexham is a good-sized town, and from Wrexham down to Chirk is sort of almost an urban development. But as soon as you get a bit to the west, it's country.
And that's the area where they. Chapels have closed.
Well, no, you see, across where actually Songs of Praise is coming from this evening is a place where there used to be any number of Welsh chapels.
Excuse me, Tiff, I was just letting the water, the radiator is a little bit low, and I just want to make sure that it's...
When I said, I'm Herbert Paddy, don't be Granby Paddy as a secretary, which I know Granby, I do the minister sometimes, but I'm in the Northfield
district. Yes, I know her.
So she's coming with Nigel. Only from what Granbury said. So I picked up the communion the first Sunday in November, stayed away, and then I got in touch with Captain Price, and she's coming on the morning of that Sunday, the first Sunday in November, and she's doing one evening in 93.
Oh, good.
So, I didn't know about these people. I knew that the two came with Gareth Anderson, and Mrs. He asked me to do the reading, but she came out and stood here and just got to the property. But so there we are.
Yes, she's taking the lay preacher's course, Miss Woodbridge.
Yes.
She's
and this Catherine
She's also,
I think
she's
almost finished.
Yes.
On the working, as it were.
Yes.
And one thing I will love Alison in a way, but I don't know whether it's in one sort of time or way.
Mm.
She does pop in unexpectedly from time to time. And it's nice to see her, but we don't want to sort of inform.
She's out quite a bit, yes.
Anyway, you might have the name or the address.
Yes, I'll let you have it. I can't come next Sunday. I've got to go to Wrexham.
Will you be here next Sunday?
Yes.
Will you be seeing an address selling?
Excuse me.
I've got Sally's address.
But I've been asking to you could ask me to put think about it.
Herbert's in the way.
Yes, all right.
I've got her address. Whether I've got her phone number, I don't know whether I like her phone number.
I'll see if I've got it then.
Half a bite again.
Yes. Well,
I don't know whether you can get out yet. I think Herbert's locking everybody in.
I had to park at the Three Pigeons. I couldn't get in.
Oh, that's the manual, is it?
Maximum. Well, you won't need 16 megabytes even if you decide to improve the... Let's unpack that thing and then we'll see how much space we're talking about, how much of that's padding and how much of that is real thing.
If you open a box with a penknife, always do that.
So it doesn't go all the way.
Do the contents, the world of good. Quite a lot bigger, actually.
Yes, it's got more back to it. Oh, the screen, about the same size.
It's a little bit bigger. I think you'll find, if you put a tape measure on it, you'll find it's a little bit bigger. Right. Phillips, Marine Car Monitor. Operating instructions in English. How many spare points have you got?
One at the moment, but I can pull out the radio without any problem. It's a four. Yeah, one of these four-way
what's
up? If I can crawl under here.
I just want to have a look. Yes, you can crawl under there to your heart's content. You can unplug that for a moment.
No, I was thinking it's easier if I take it down this way.
Change the lead on the end of that monitor. What's the matter?
Just wondering where the end of it is. Oh, I see where it's gone. I shouldn't really have these things here. There's plenty of wire.
Oh, yes. What's his name? My monitor.
Why?
Well, if I'd swapped monitors with you temporarily, well, I don't suppose you'll want to get rid of your Amstrad today.
No.
Because you'll probably want to keep it for a little while.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, I'm moving leads and things. Don't stand up. Not just yet, anyway.
Right.
I could have taken the black and white one, and then I could have shown mine to this lady, because, I mean, the only difference is the black and white, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll have another lead for you in just a sec. Hang on a moment. Screw this in. So if we can get the right kind of plug,
yes,
we could actually drive the monitor off the box and you'd only need one socket.
Well, it doesn't really matter because I've got an unused socket here.
Yeah, but I mean, in some ways it's easy. But then when you turn it off, you turn everything off. You see what I mean?
Yes.
There's a white, well, have you seen the mucky grey, the white plug? I'll lower it down here.
I've got it.
You got it?
Yes.
Fine.
It's here. Right. It's in.
It's in? I need a keyboard now. Then we can turn it on and see if it all works. Hold that for a moment while I hold the lead.
Yes.
There's a down that hole. No, and somewhere or other I have got for you a copy of the long string. The long, you know. The long trip card, the word perfect.
Oh, I see.
Right, there you go. You got a ruler?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you see, that screen's 12 inches. And that screen's over an inch bigger, nearly 14.
Mm.
You want to turn it on?
Is that the on button?
Uh-huh. Just rock it. Don't push it, rock it. Oh good, it's the good DOS. That's a very good BIOS. That's input output.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Has it got a DOS directory? Two DOS directories. Old DOS, DOS and old DOS.
Got version 5.
Well, that's the latest, isn't it?
Yeah, except I haven't got all the things.
Well, if it's on this hard disk, could we copy it?
We could keep it.
I mean, is
Oh no, we can have it. It's all set up. It's also ancient at time.
Good.
DOS.
There's a lot of files on
it. It would have been better
if you'd done a P.
Go F3/P. Oh, marvellous! Don't want all of that. Diagnosis. Let's ring. How do we get it to load high? That's what I want to know.
I haven't got his work number on the memory there, so I'll have to look it up. I should know it.
No handbook, but I suppose we can buy some DOS 5 handbooks.
Well, I was thinking that.
It would be worth copying all that off.
Yes.
Before we lose any of it.
We'll get him.
Well, what if they were trying to come?
This one goes straight through to his office, doesn't it? Good morning, how are you? Oh, fine, thanks. We just want a bit of information about setting up a computer. David will talk to you.
Hey, Rob. These things have come with DOS 5 on them. But no books or anything. Never mind. In the autoexec.bat, no, config, so how do you get it to load high? Got a pencil and paper, I've got the rest of the configs just sorted out. In order. Yes. I've got files equals 20. Yeah, but I'm... DOS equals I with a H-I-G-H. Right, that's all I really needed to know. I don't need much else. Apart from busy sitting there thinking, yeah, well, I usually leave command.com in the root directory. Yeah, it should give, yeah, I just need country, yeah. Does it help if DOS is high is near the beginning? Oh, well, it doesn't matter, fine, that's all right. I'll just add it to the end, that's all I was thinking. Sometimes they make a fuss if you put them in the wrong place. No, not at the moment. Yeah. Yeah, ultimately might want to end up with a mouse driver high, but that's all right. Yes, I mean, it does it for you, doesn't it? Basically. I used to always load anti-sys, but then I found out that nothing ever really needed it, so I took it out. But I suppose you've got more complicated setups than me. What? Okay, thanks very much, Rob. Bye. Right. Now let's find out something. Just check that that boots properly. Control, Alt. Delete if you want to run setup. Well, we don't really. We'll let it just. Setup isn't really that. You can do fancy things. But I think what we'll do is we'll get used to it. No, as soon as you get an autoexec.bat file, it will it reads the clock then automatically. You just have to set it once. It's no good setting it now because if there's no autoexec.bat,
it won't keep it.
Yeah. I need a copy of extra. I want to have a look at that.
My extra is here somewhere.
I'm always sorting out people's computers. I said I always carry extra. I'm always sorting out people's computers for them.
Let's see.
A chair would help, wouldn't it?
Yes, why not have one? Do you prefer the chair or the stool?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you want to help one. I wonder what's in old DOS. Read me now. View. Oh, I understand. That's fine, we can delete that. That you need to put somewhere safe. That's the disk driver for the card.
So that's backup, is it?
Yeah, right, protect it if you wouldn't mind, before you get anywhere else then. Where did I put that piece of paper? That DOS equals high. Goes the other way. It'll take a bit of getting used to that.
How do you mean it goes the other way?
You turn it. It's on the other side. Feels funny.
Oh.
It doesn't do anything different. You still turn it the same way to lock it down. It just,
oh, it's just the shape of the thing.
It just feels differently. You can get used to it quick enough. Take that one. Copy, all tag files as they are, to C, ship it over, /, done. Yes. Say on there. Doesn't take long, does it?
No. Oh, is that Win820s?
So if you've been running Windows on it, check it. File is read only.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I wouldn't worry.
Okay. Oh, by the way, you'll only have one you've got the whole lot on this thing. Right.
You mean, I don't need a C and a D.
No, it runs the whole lot.
Oh.
Don't matter.
Well, that's more what I'm used to, isn't it?
Extry's more pretty in this, isn't it? sit down quietly and do it one day. He's makes a very story. Can you scroll that down a bit?
Further?
No, just that's fibble. Directory as regionals. Yeah, I want to make subdirectories. Make a subdirectory as Norton. Make a subdirectory as WP. This is going to take as long as I thought, because I don't have to format it, install everything. Make a subdirectory as wordverb51.
Actually, is that a subdirectory or a main
directory? It's a subdirectory of the root directory.
I see.
That's it. And you've got a subdirectory which says docs.
Yes.
Do you use that?
I don't think I have used it.
Well, you would make. No, I don't need to make the rest because, oh yes, graphics. Make a subdirectory as graphics.
Macros? Do I need one for that?
Oh, yeah. You have macros, don't you?
Yes.
Just want to call them the same things as you're used to.
Printers? No, printer will be the same, won't it? Speller.
Call your speller. Speller. Right.
Yes, that's the end, by the look of it. Should be all right. Good.
Right. Can I have your all your Bible ones? They're all over there, I think.
Yes, she's there.
Is this the order you took them off in?
Yes. The only thing is, I did wonder whether there's two files at the end, which I thought maybe ought to be at the beginning. Where are they?
They're all in one big directory. Doesn't care.
You see, those two are right at the end, and those. I wonder whether those ought to be together. But for exactly?
Well, they're all in one directory.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't care.
I see.
It's called Fiverr, isn't it?
Yes.
Copy. Oh, that's the only thing. You're going to get a deal to that.
What's that?
There's no second start.
Oh, so that's Stripe B, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I don't blame you. It's taken long enough, hasn't it? All right. I will get used to this drive sooner or later. Boring, isn't it? No, it's all right. I'd like to check that it all works. You know, get a few things on it and check that it works. It won't take long.
Right, you are.
How many discs did you say this was?
21 of them. I've just put the kettle on.
Oh.
I thought you might be ready for one. Mm-hmm.
taking discs probably than
the actual copying, yes. Well, you can't help it.
Look at the speed it takes a disc onto the hard disk. Watch.
Oh, is that a file?
That's a whole file.
It takes spends longer reading than it does.
Oh, yeah. Much longer. Yeah? Much longer, about 10 times.
Oh, because that's the...
That's a slow floppy, isn't it? Floppies are slow.
I'm up to book 14.
You what?
I'm up to book 15.
Oh.
Oh, I'm only halfway through. Only 9 left.
Good.
Unfortunately, this will be the biggest job. I suppose actually loading WordPerfect will be the slowest job of all. It always takes a bit longer, doesn't it?
Mm. It's, there's not so many disks to load, though.
What?
It's not so many disks.
No, but I can't just do this with it.
No.
Thank you.
mean, auto route's only about three files. Mm. About three discs when I went to Greenock. D-base is what, five at the moment. Yeah, it says book 40. Do you have to know which book you want to go into?
Yes. It's on a file somewhere.
No. It's not the easiest thing to...
No, that's one of the reasons why I've made little use of it. I could probably rename them.
To make it easier to remember, except it, maybe it refers to, maybe it uses book something to refer to them. You might have to write the whole program again to do that.
Oh, well, maybe I better not try then. There's some coffee here.